I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over. Put a smile on your face. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. We're going to discuss the anti-Semitism bill. Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a moment. We're going to talk about the latest out of the CDC. A second Boeing whistleblower has died suddenly. That appears to be a really dangerous profession, blowing the whistle on Boeing. Biden and Trump are debating. Trump's having VP meetings. We'll talk about that. Social justice being ingrained into the CDC. I'm going to do more emails tonight than I've ever done before, no matter what Chris says. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin actually with a couple different things. Email. Jesse, why do national news organizations, including Fox News, not point out that 55% of the Columbia students are foreign students? Okay? I have this email too. Dear Jesse, Chris, and Michael, I listen to several talk show hosts during the day. Compared to your show, they skim the surface. I'm noticing it more and more. Not only is your content richer and deeper, it's refreshingly lucid. Chris, lucid's a great word that makes you sound smart. What, Chris? I'm going to use that. Anyway, Jesse, your analogies are priceless. You all work harder than those other nincompoops put together. Are your heads extraordinarily big now? They should be. Your team is the top of the game. Thanks for the explanation tonight regarding Columbia and who the puppet masters are. Okay, I wanted to talk about that when it comes to all issues, and we'll get to the anti-Semitism bill and so many other things about why we don't skim the surface and why I realize so many others do. We get some version of this email all the time. Hey, Jesse, I like it that you guys go deeper. Jesse, the other guys just read the headlines. Why do these guys read the headlines? Well, I don't need to bag on anyone else. I just need to explain why we do the kind of show we do when it comes to every single issue. I have this thing that I do in the house with the boys. I don't tell them how to get something done if they can figure out how to do it on their own. This is what I mean. I will tell the boys to, hey, take the trash out in the back. Make sure the backyard is cleaned up. Had a couple pieces of garbage in there. Go clean up after the dog. Go here's a list of tasks for the boys. But what I do not do is I do not say, hey, take the trash out. You want to make sure you remove the bag all the way out. Tie it up. You have to find the spare bags. Put a new bag in there. If the bag is ripping, you need to go around to the side. That thing I told you to repair out back, the shed's coming apart a little bit. You need to make sure you go find the screwdrivers. Here's where the screwdrivers. I don't do any of that. I say, here's your list of tasks. Boom, 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 boom. Go. And they know by now, now that they're 13 and 15, they know by now that they better not come back to me before that task list is complete unless there's something that they absolutely cannot conquer. Meaning, it's not like they're going to get in trouble, but they know better than to come back and say, hey, Dad, I need a Phillips head screwdriver for this, and I don't know where they are. They know better than that. They know better. Dad, should I tie the trash bag? I'm not really. They know better. Why? Because I want them not to get the chores done. I can get the chores done. I want them to learn how to think about everything. because I'm not going to be there forever. They're going to move out. They're going to marry dimes, start families, make their own decisions. I'm going to die at some point in time. I'm not always going to be there. I don't need you to fix the shed. I need you to learn how to think. I need you to want to think. I need the same thing for myself. And because I want it for myself, I want it for everyone. And that's why me, Chris, Michael, that's why we put together the show we put together for all the time. It's not, you read this headline, react to it. Read this headline the next day, different, but same kind of subject. React to it. Read and react to it. Read and react to it. Oh my gosh, freaking kill me. How does that help me? I want to know why. I'm looking at headlines here. A bunch of headlines from stuff that Chris and Michael printed out for me. House GOP passes this anti-Semitism bill. That's one headline. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie, they're getting ready to bounce Mike Johnson next week. That's a headline. CDC found evidence of COVID-19 vaccines. That's a headline. Second Boeing whistleblower dies. That's a headline. Okay, these are a bunch of headlines, but there will be new headlines tomorrow. Totally different than these ones. And then new headlines the next day. I don't want to just know about a specific story and how to think about it. I want to know the why behind everything, the depth behind everything. And if I can ever figure that out and gain that kind of wisdom for myself, or maybe help anyone else gain a little bit of it, then what happens is I don't have to come here and read and react to the next headline tomorrow, whatever that may be. I don't have to. You don't need that. Why? You're already thinking deeper. You're already learning how to think about things. And I'm learning. Remember, I'm learning with you. I'm not teaching. I'm learning. We're both learning this stuff together. I despise the surface level crap that I've always consumed. I want more information. And I will tell you, I think other people, especially the hyper-informed people like you who listen to radio, podcasts, whatever it is, that they want more detail and more information than the hosts know that they want. That's what I believe. But you're right. It is difficult. The easiest thing in the world. Look, doing a radio show is easy anyway. It's not like I have a difficult job. I've had difficult jobs my whole life. This is not one of them. I wear whatever I want. We work for what? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day. That's not a job. That's working part time. But the job could be even easier than it already is if we didn't put any thought into anything. We just read a headline. Hey, what's everyone else saying? Oh, it's bad. Okay, react. Sounds good. Everyone good to go. We don't like that. Don't believe in that. So let's dig into some things. First of all, what's happening with this anti-Semitism law? Well, what's happening is once again, our leaders are gutless cowards who don't actually believe in solving problems. They believe in pretending to solve problems. So maybe you're just now joining us. The House GOP joined with House Democrats yesterday, and they passed this anti-Semitism bill. It's called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, in case you're wondering, H.R. 6090. It's going to be law. Don't even sit and stress about that. It's going to become law. Defining anti-Semitism, opposing anti-Semitism, getting anti-Semitism out of this. And the reason they do these things is not because they actually give a crap about anti-Semitism or Columbia. It's because they want to appear to give a crap about the issues that we face. But we tackled for how long last night on the show? How long did we tackle the power behind all the protests we see? Not just the modern day ones, not just what's happening on NYU's campus. All of them. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, for 3 hours we did it last night, Chris. Black Lives Matter, climate change stuff, LGBTQ, a new riot, a new protest every single day, every year. Chaos, obviously organized chaos, obviously paid for, financed chaos. So for hours, 3 hours last night, we tackled the power structure behind it. How does it work? Who's funding it? Chinese organizations, paid for organizations. We covered all these things in depth. And because we covered them in depth, you and I have a better understanding of the real power structure behind the communist street activism you see and I see around the country every single day. You and I understand that there is depth behind this. There are powerful entities behind this. Sometimes they're billionaires. Sometimes it's the Communist Party of China. Sometimes it's the American government itself. Whatever the case may be, there are rich, powerful entities organizing and financing all the dirty communist street activism out there. That's where the real problem is. That's where the real power is. And if you want to stop the dirty animals from destroying America, that's where you have to attack. But this bill doesn't do any of that. Nothing. Why? We'll talk about the why in a moment. Why don't they actually solve the problem? Before we get to that, let me ask you why. Why are you living with pain when you don't have to? You don't have to live with the everyday aches and pains that plague you. Ah, my neck hurts all the time. I hear this all the time. My back hurts all the time. Oh, my shoulder. Yeah, it bugs me all the time. If something bugs you all the time, you need to work on it. Relief Factor is how you take that pain away. Relief Factor will help support your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body's trying to fight that inflammation. It needs help. So find a drug-free solution. You take Relief Factor every day. It works so daggone well, they sell three-week quick start kits for $19.95. You like it? Call and order more. Almost everyone does. It's incredible. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. So let's dig into the bill. And why do we get this surface level crap? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And I forgot to mention at the start of the show, that is my fault. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, baby. Get your questions emailed in right now. All 3 hours on Friday are dedicated to you and your questions, whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll take 3 hours tackling all those questions tomorrow. Back to this useless GOP and an anti-Semitism bill. Here she was out here today. This is Ashley Hinson, another GOP loser.
Well, hi, everyone. The anti-Semitism on full display at college campuses is absolutely abhorrent. As a former journalist, I believe in protecting free speech, but I do not believe in protecting hate speech. Calling for the genocide of Jews is hate speech, plain and simple. And I can't fathom why some of these university leaders are so spineless in their refusal to condemn this anti-Semitism that we're seeing. They aren't shutting down these violent mobs. They are not punishing those who are consistently breaking the law. So I was proud tonight to vote for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. We just passed it off the floor. I'm proud to stand with our Jewish students and the Jewish community around the globe.
Get ready. You're going to hear that again here in a minute, because it might be one of the great examples of how useless the GOP actually is. And gosh, the laundry list of reasons is pretty long, so let's dig into it here. As a journalist, I believe in free speech, but not hate speech. Excuse me? What's wrong with hate speech? I'm not allowed to hate things? I hate all kinds of things. I hate the word literally. Should that be against the law? Oh, but you shouldn't hate Jews. Yeah, you shouldn't hate Jews, but you think Congress needs to pass a law about it? That's not a free country. You know you should be allowed to hate Jews, right? You should be allowed to hate black people. You should be allowed to hate white people. You should be allowed to hate Indians, Muslims, Christians. You should be allowed to hate anybody you want. Did you know that if you really understood freedom, that If there was, let's say, a Nazi rally in your town. Let's say you had some neo-Nazis, some real ones there. There aren't really any in America, but let's say you actually had some. I'm talking Hitler-loving goobers. And they decided they wanted to have themselves a Nazi rally downtown. Do you know that they should be allowed to do that? You understand that that's what freedom means, right? Freedom means even bad people get to speak. Everyone gets to speak. Now, let's dig in to everything she says here, because the most GOP thing I can think of is passing a bill that won't solve the problem and then standing on the sidelines acting aghast at how poorly people are operating. The worst part of this statement is when she gets to the universities. I'll play it one more time.
Well, hi, everyone. The anti-Semitism on full display at college campuses is absolutely abhorrent. As a former journalist, I believe in protecting free speech, but I do not believe in protecting hate speech.
That's because you don't have any idea about freedom. I'll let her keep going.
Calling for the genocide of Jews is hate speech, plain and simple.
You can call for the genocide of anybody. Now, if you're making terrorist threats, that's against the law. But if I say that I want all the redheads to be exterminated, should there be a federal law against that? That's what you're saying? There should be a federal law against that? I mean, look, I've wanted this country to get rid of left-handed people for the longest time. I should be, what, arrested for that? That's crazy.
And I can't fathom why some of these university leaders are so spineless.
That's the part I wanted to focus on. And I just can't fathom why these university leaders are so spineless. I wanted to play this because it goes back to the email we read in the beginning about the depth, about skimming the surface versus depth. If you're a skim the surface congressman, radio host, whatever you may be, then you look at what's happening here and you say, what is wrong with these university presidents? Are they too scared? If you're someone who understands at all the university system in this country, what has happened to it, the motivations behind it, how the faculty is put together, how the textbooks are written, how the students themselves are trained in the hatred of Western civilization. If you understand anything about what has happened in this country, then you would understand there is so much more to what's happening on our campuses than some dirtballs pretending to be Hamas for a couple days. All those same losers are going to wake up tomorrow morning and they'll pretend to be Black Lives Matter, or they'll pretend to be feminists, because the rot begins at the top. The rot begins with the financiers. The rot begins with the people organizing this whole thing. The rot begins with communist China, with the university presidents themselves, with billionaires, foreign and domestic, and the GOPers who just passed some lame anti-Semitism bill yesterday. They understand that completely, and yet they don't have the guts to tackle these things. They don't have the courage to tackle it with any depth at all. Why do they do this stuff? Because the easiest thing in the world is to not defend freedom, stand up and say, this was bad, so I passed a law. That's the easiest thing in the world. And my frustration with the losers on our side is they choose the easiest thing every time instead of the right thing. Friggin' terrible. All right. We have a lot more to get to. I want to get to Biden's comments on it and some emails and other things. Before I get to those things, let's get to this. Speaking of the easy way out, there are a lot of people on the right who want to take the easy way out when it comes to life right now. Hey, forget it, Jesse. Ah, those babies are gone anyway. Now, Jesse, who cares? Americans love abortion. Let it go. Let's focus on taxes. I will not let it go. I will not. I refuse to let it go. There's not a, quote, more important issue than a baby who can't defend himself. A more important issue is not something that exists than that. That is the most innocent, precious life out here. It's not a clump of cells. It shouldn't be flushed down the toilet or left to die in a hospital room somewhere. It should be treasured and protected and fed and nurtured all the days of its life. And that's what preborn is about, making sure that child gets to breathe, gets to live, by giving ultrasounds to these women. Preborn.com/Jesse, $28 buys her that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Oh, wait a minute. Not Google anymore. Dang it, Chris. I gotta stop doing that. You can download a podcast on iHeart and Spotify and iTunes. Don't go to Google anymore. That would be a bad idea. Chris, I can't think of everything. Has it ever occurred to you that I'm shouldering the load and it's heavy?
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
I'm carrying 10 boxes worth over here, Chris. Maybe you could take some boxes off my shoulders here. All right, remember, always remember this rule. Whenever you start out a sentence saying there should be a law, you're almost undoubtedly wrong. There should not be a law. This government is evil. The government, the Congress itself, is bad. They cannot make good laws. But the cowards in the GOP, useless idiots as they are, they can't see a good thing when it's happening. And yes, I'm going to say it again. America's universities further destroying their reputation, so America's parents will be less inclined to send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to school there. In the end, it's a good thing. Why do I want things to improve at Columbia? Why? I want things to get worse. Well, Jesse, but it's terrible. I know it's terrible. It's awful. It's been awful. I want Norm to know it too. I want Norma to know it too. Plus, we have other things at stake here. Now, let's deal with Democrats. Because there's another side to this thing that makes it fascinating. There are a couple little tidbits out there that I want to get to before I play Biden's comments. They're going to sound unrelated, but they're not. First, this is a former CIA analyst talking about foreign policy and America's foreign policy and whatnot. Listen to what this guy has to say.
The West does not have a strategy. They have hope. Boy, we sure hope that these sanctions are going to make people hate Vladimir Putin and rise up against him. We sure hope that that's the case. We hope, I hope, I hope. And it's not working. Just the opposite. Putin's growing stronger. Putin's more popular.
Our strategy, we don't have a strategy. Our strategy's hope. Well, this will come back to other things. Hang in there. And then I saw this. You see Joe Biden, because he's no longer in control of his mouth. He was never that great at it anyway, but now that the dementia's destroyed him, he just can't help himself. He called Japan xenophobic. Now, we'll set everything else aside. Japan is our most important ally by a mile in that part of the world. They are the sword and shield against China. And those two have not gotten along historically, so we really need them there. Japan also has a different kind of a country. Japan has never, ever, ever wanted to change its culture ever. It's never allowed a bunch of immigrants, legal or illegal, into its culture. Japan, the Japanese have always believed that Japan should be for the Japanese. Now, there are plenty of benefits to that, a million benefits, probably some drawbacks. Good luck getting a good burrito in that place. However, Tokyo is, I believe last time I checked, the largest city in the world. I love New York City. You know that. I'm going again in a month. I love New York City. I used to send my wife to New York City with her girlfriends on the weekend to have a blast. My wife doesn't go to New York City without me anymore, as it's a dangerous place, especially after dark. Tonight, I would put my wife in Tokyo and have her walk 10 city blocks at midnight. And she not only will get to wherever she's walking to safely, she can eat off the sidewalk on the way there. Why? Tokyo, Japan, has chosen not to flood their country with barbarians from every corner of the planet. Therefore, their women can walk 10 blocks without being assaulted. So there, yes, there are some benefits. Now, Joe Biden came out and called them xenophobic. Of course, now they're trying to have to walk that back.
The word xenophobic is a very pejorative and negative word, particularly to use against an ally. Is that what he meant?
Look, the president was very clear, and I think...
He wasn't very clear. I mean, that's why we're asking you.
He was very clear. Actually, he wasn't. Okay, so how's that tie into the foreign policy thing? We just hope. We don't have a strategy. We just hope. And then we look at countries like Japan, who strictly monitor who can and can't come into their country, and we call them xenophobic. Now, let's go to Biden. Biden was finally forced to give some sort of a public statement about all the protests on college campus and whatnot and all the kill the Jews talking. Here's what he said about it.
There's no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong. There's no place for racism in America. It's all wrong. It's un-American.
What? Why did you have to throw in the Islamophobia stuff and the racism stuff? Why couldn't you just have a clear message? Well, this, I was going to make it a Democrat thing, but that's not totally fair. 100% of the Democrats are guilty of what I'm going to say. Probably 80 or 90% of the GOP, though, is also guilty of what I'm about to say. They don't like America, don't really care for America, and therefore, because they don't care for it, they can't find specific things about it they love. And if you can't find specific things about it you love, then you're unable to clearly see what it is, what's great about it, and why to protect it. So let me make it this way. My youngest son, Luke. I love that freaking kid. He's my little clone. He makes me laugh. He has a great laugh. Great sense of humor. Could sit there and talk to you like an adult. Now, I just gave you 15 seconds on Luke, and you can tell that I love him. Now, what if I didn't like him? What if I didn't care for him at all? And then you begin to attack him. Hey, Jesse, that kid of yours, Luke, he's quite a dirtball. Seems like a bad kid. I bet you can't stand him. Well, if I didn't care for him at all, if I didn't love his laugh and his personality and a great little heart he's got, if I didn't care for him at all, then I would be unable to clearly and strongly define him and defend him to you. You must have a love of something if you want to be able to see it clearly and defend it clearly. But because for these people, for these elected people, all the Democrats, most of the Republicans, everyone in government, They don't have a love of country. And we've talked about that so many times. Patriotism is not some hokey side issue. It is the essential element of government. You could have a government of morons and still survive as a country if you had a government full of people who loved it. I love America. Therefore, whenever I'm asked to defend it, define it, to oppose the people who hate it, I can do so boldly. You're exactly the same as me. You love it, so you can defend it. If you don't, you don't really care about it. If it's not really anything to you, just a big treasury to be looted, that's when you find yourself talking like
There's
this.
There's no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong. There's no place for racism in America. It's all wrong. It's un-American.
That's why we don't have a foreign policy that makes sense either. How could you have a foreign policy that's clear about who you are, who your friends are, who your enemies are, when you don't even like yourself? How could you have enemies when you don't like you? That's what we have in this country. Now, do you like you? You know who does like you? Your dog. He loves you. No matter what, your dog loves you. Even when you screw up at work that day, your dog loves you. When you stub your toe and you say something in front of Jesus you shouldn't have said, your dog loves you. Your dog is always there loving you. Love him back with some rough greens. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. Your dog does not get nutrition from dog food. Your dog needs help. Dog food is dead. Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement that will make your dog healthy and strong, fewer visits to the vet, and a dog that stays around longer. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's get to a bunch of emails and other things. That's enough about all this garbage for now. Just remember, the reason our foreign policy is all over the place. We love Iran. We hate Iran. Saudi Arabia is... The reason... our politicians can never just take a stance on something. No, this is bad. No, this is that. Is because they don't love it. Unless you love something, feel an affinity for something, then you can't ever clearly defend it. And really, in the end, Chris, grab that John Thune clip of the AR-15, if you don't mind. I should have asked you during the break. But in the end, that's why... the people we send to Washington fail to defend us in a way they should defend us all the time, because they know how to pretend love something, but they don't know how to love something. They don't love America. John Thune doesn't have some deep love of the Constitution or America or the Bill of Rights or freedom. How do I know? Listen to John Thune try to defend your Second Amendment rights.
In my state, they use them to shoot prairie dogs and, you know, other types of varmints. And so I think that there are legitimate reasons why people would want to have them. And I think the challenge you have already is that there are literally millions of them.
What? Does that sound like a human being who loves freedom? Who understands the Second Amendment is actually put there not to protect you from the government, or not to protect you from robbers, and certainly not to shoot prairie dogs. The Second Amendment is there to protect you from the government. The Second Amendment was put there in case the government turns tyrannical. They wanted you to be able to fight the government. That's why the Second Amendment is there. That's not some radical, crazy thing. That's what they wrote down. That's what the founders wrote down extensively. GOP, not even Democrats, set them aside. GOP senators can't explain what I just explained, or won't. Why? They don't love it. They know when it comes to campaign season. I have no doubt. I don't live in the Dakotas, but I have no doubt when it comes to campaign season, John Thune is out there with his TV commercials. I'm a hunter and an outdoorsman, and I love my guns. And that they know how to sound like they love freedom, especially when election season comes up. But they don't actually love it. Otherwise, they defend it with a lot more passion and eloquence than, well, I mean, we do need them for prairie dogs. Good friggin' grief. Hey, Jesse, I've been running into 20 to 25-year-old communists at work lately. Not the street animals, but young minds in training. They're still young and dumb at that age. They can be easily drawn back to the side of common sense. We can't write them off yet. No, we cannot. But we also have to be smarter and more purposeful with our own young people, understanding that even though we are training them in the way they should go, there are wolves out there after our young people. We have to protect them. We have to protect them. I'm telling you, this is something that my wife and I are struggling with right now in our house. What to do with our boys? We have James and Luke, and they obviously know my thoughts on things, and they agree with those thoughts on universities and communism and all this other stuff that's out there. So they're with me, and obviously they're about as hardcore anti-communist as you could get. It's not like I have concerns about them, but I don't want them going to a university campus. I don't. University campuses... They're terrible places, and what this probably is, it's probably a father being overprotective. I get emails from you. I've had many, many, many over the 6 years we've been doing this of having lost your child at college. Not dying, but Jesse, we sent our daughter to Virginia. We lost her. Jesse, we lost our son. We sent him to Berkeley. Just of parents who very clearly loved and raised their children with a purpose, sending them off and losing them. And it's probably just a fear thing. Man, if my little buddies ever came home one day with pink hair and pits in their face and told me they hated my guts, man, it would friggin' end me. It would. They would kill me. They would kill me. Whatever. I don't know how we're going to handle that. But I know that universities are bad, bad, bad places. Young people are impressionable. You're still figuring out who you are, what you believe. And so what we should be doing, instead of telling college campuses to be nicer to Jews, we should be telling college campuses, why don't you get all the hatred and communism out of there? Why don't you start teaching about freedom and America to everybody? The beauty of free markets, the beauty of living in a society where you can practice whatever religion you want. What if we started doing that? But we don't. We don't do that at all. And it makes me worried, I'll put it that way. At least I'm not as stressed as Joe Scarborough.
They know this. They read that Donald Trump says that there's going to be mass deportation. He's going to force prosecutors to arrest political enemies. He's going to execute generals that don't follow his commands. He's able to use SEAL teams.
Gosh, Trump sounds awesome.
Six to execute political opponents. And he says,
is that an option? Or is that, are we?
You can't arrest me for that. They've heard all of this, and these people, these educated people with advanced degrees, are the ones saying, yeah, I'll support Donald Trump again, thinking, oh, well, you know what, maybe my investments will go, or maybe he won't tax me 3%, not understanding that this is not just a threat to democracy, but this is a threat to capitalism.
Oh, Joe Scarborough's, he's handling it well. Look, guys, as you get older, you might start to lose your mind like that. And it's probably your T levels. That's probably what's screwed up. Do you want to lose your mind to the point you sound like Joe Scarborough? Start taking care of your body and your mind. It's more than just working out, drinking water. Do you have the testosterone it takes to stay where you are? A male vitality stack from Chalk is for every guy. Our T levels are dropping because we're drinking estrogen. It's in the waters. It's in the plastics. We friggin' shower in it. We have got to tackle this issue in a meaningful way, and that means a natural way. not a big pharma band-aid, a natural way. That's what a male vitality stack from Chalk is. Go get one in your veins. CHOQ.com. CHOQ.com. They have Chalk Lit Powder. They have Chad Mode. They have more things than I can possibly list for you here. And they're all on sale when you get a subscription. So go to Chalk.com and get yours today. All right? All right. Now, let's talk about this motion to vacate the speaker that's coming. But before we get to that, this Boeing whistleblower, he's dead now. Another one? Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.